This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, December 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Caballero presses for a water plan, key House member on tariffs, and Scott challengers punch the right buttons. Caballero to push again for bigger water strategy. Speaking at the Almond Conference yesterday, Senator Anna Caballero of Merced pledged to continue pressing for a broad water supply strategy for the state. In September, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed her bill proposing to boost the supply by 9 million acre feet by 2050. The governor reasoned that his administration has already laid out a vision for promoting climate resilience in the water sector. Caballero told AgriPulse she was surprised to see the veto. She was working with the administration on the bill and plans to continue doing so on the issue. During a panel discussion, Caballero said the state does not have enough storage capacity and water infrastructure. She pointed a finger at San Francisco for importing water from Hetch Hetchy Reservoir and at Los Angeles for taking water from the wet north. She lamented that the way the state has divvied up water over the past century is not fair. She said, "We never talk about them conserving. We never talk about them sharing water. That's part of our natural watershed. We never talk about them being part of the solution." Caballero wants a system that does not penalize one industry over another. Scott's House ag future is cloudy amid generational transition. Georgia Representative David Scott is struggling to retain his post as the ranking Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee. That is, the party goes through what Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries described yesterday as a generational transition. Next week, the Democratic Steering Committee is expected to consider nominees for several committees, ranking member positions, including a three-way race for the Agriculture Committee between Scott and Representatives Angie Craig of Minnesota and Jim Costa of California. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Beef and eggs drive a jump in grocery prices. The cost of groceries jumped 0.5% during November, driven by higher prices for eggs and beef. The 0.5% increase in the index for food at home helped push the overall consumer price index up 0.3% last month, although supermarket prices have still risen just 1.6% over the past 12 months. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Avrion Smith is worried about retaliatory tariffs on ag exports. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Subcommittee that handles trade policy says he's concerned about the U.S. becoming embroiled in a tit-for-tat tariff escalation that could lead to agriculture producers facing new duties. Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska was asked during an event hosted by the Consumer Brands Association yesterday whether trade retaliation was a concern. He answered, the short answer is yes. He added that he's not a fan of tariffs, but he acknowledged that it needs to be a tool in the toolbox of U.S. trade policy. Smith expressed optimism that President-elect Donald Trump will lead to a more vigorous trade agenda than did Joe Biden. Smith sees Biden's Indo-Pacific economic framework as a missed opportunity because it doesn't include legally binding commitments or market access provisions. Other countries are expecting more from us than they saw, say, through the IPEF, and I think over the next 4 years they will see more, Smith said. Craig and Costa hit the right buttons during the CBC forum. The Congressional Black Caucus held a candidate forum yesterday for Democrats that were running for various ranking member races, including the House Ag Committee. All the candidates running for those various leadership positions were in attendance, except for one, David Scott of Georgia, the current ranking member on the House Ag. That according to Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi. Scott has missed other caucus candidate forums this week, while his two challengers, Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota and Jim Cost of California, have been presenting their vision to various members. Craig and Costa's pitches touched on the nutrition title of the Farm Bill, historically black colleges and universities, and beginning farmer programs, Thompson said. They punched the right buttons, he said. The caucus did not vote on any position and may not until Monday, according to Thompson. He said he was not influenced by Scott's absence, but it may have been a missed opportunity for him to share his vision with new members. You can read more about the House Ag race at AgriPulse.com. Grocery merger deal dead as Albertsons sues Kroger. Albertsons Companies is suing Kroger, claiming the competing grocery store chain did not put forth its best efforts and take any and all actions to gain regulatory approval of the two companies' proposed $24.6 million merger. The lawsuit came yesterday, a day after state and federal court judges blocked the merger on the grounds that it would result in a less competitive pricing environment. Both judges questioned the fitness of C&S Wholesale Grocers, which was in line to buy about 580 stores as a part of the required divestiture. Kroger willfully breached the merger agreement in several key ways, including by repeatedly refusing to divest assets necessary for antitrust approval, ignoring regulators' feedback, rejecting stronger divestiture buyers, and failing to cooperate with Albertsons, Albertsons said in a news release. Albertsons said it had terminated the agreement, which entitles it to a $600 million termination fee and removes contractual constraints on Albertsons' ability to pursue other strategic opportunities, the company said. Well, here's today's final word. I put six women on a tomato harvester. That assembly member Cecilia Agar-Curry of Winters describing at the Almond Conference a farm tour she hosted for her colleagues. They wore high heels and got dizzy after one turn, but to this day, they still remember that, and they vote on ag bills because they trust me, said Agar-Curry. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, December 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.